Amen. If you'll turn in your Bibles to James chapter 5, the weather's kind of hit us this morning, and attendance is probably nearly in half, looks like, but that's okay. God has something for those that have made it, and certainly we know that those that couldn't would have if they had that opportunity. James chapter 5, one day a doctor called one of his patients on the telephone, and he told him, he said, "I have two things to tell you. I've got bad news, and I have some very bad news." The man on the other end of the line said, "Go ahead, let me have it, doc. I think I can take it." And the doctor said, "Well, the bad news is you're terminally ill, and you've been given one day to live." The patient said, "That's terrible news, doc, but what could possibly be worse news than that?" And the doctor replied, "I forgot to call and tell you yesterday." Sometimes life is like that. Things get worse before they get better. Maybe we're going through a trial, a problem we're facing, and we're waiting for a solution, and before that solution comes, another problem arrives. And that's when it's imperative in our life that we have an eight-letter word called patience. In the Bible, in the New Testament, there's a Greek word that is mostly the word that's rendered patience in that New Testament. It's in a very interesting word. It literally means long fused. Long fused. And we can kind of get a mental picture of a long fuse and a short fuse on some sort of explosive device. The long fuse helps us avoid the explosion, and the short fuse puts you very close and right in the middle of the explosion. So when it comes to waiting upon the Lord, sometimes we just fall short of patience. We have a short fuse. We lack what it takes to wait upon the Lord, and then emotionally and mentally we go to pieces, and that's what an explosion is everything goes to pieces. And so that's where we need the help of the Holy Spirit to develop patience in our life. And let's go ahead and read our text. We're in James chapter 5. I would like to read one verse, and that's verse 7. James says, "Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it until he receive the early and latter rain." That husbandman simply means a farmer waits upon his crop. It's what that's speaking of. And this text calls for patience in whatever circumstances we are in. Until when, the question is. Well, the Bible says here, "Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord." Does that mean that whatever we're facing, whatever we're going through, will not be better until the Lord comes back? No, that's not what it's saying at all. We have to consider what all is involved with the coming of the Lord. One thing that's involved with the coming of the Lord is when He comes, everything's going to be set straight. You know, the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 5 and verse 20, it says, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, and put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." Let's just face it. In life, many of the things in this world are upside down. They're inside out. They're backwards. And so we are going to have to wait and let the Lord set that record straight. We can't. One of these days He's going to come back. He's going to put it all right, and things will be the way they're supposed to be. But until then, we have to wait upon the Lord. There's going to come a time when the Lord comes back that there's going to be justice. And all fairness will cease, and all wickedness will be put away, and righteousness will prevail, and Jesus will invade the circumstances, the adverse circumstances of this world, and deliver those who are His, and then we'll be forever in eternal peace and comfort with Him. But until then, we have to be patient. Then, ultimately, the problems will be over when Christ returns. But until then, clearly there's an element of being patient and waiting upon the Lord in a more immediate sense. Time and time again throughout the Bible, God tells His children to wait upon the Lord. He says in Psalms 27, "Wait upon the Lord, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, upon the Lord." Most of us know the Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, verse says, "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. We've heard that verse. It's just simply saying, wait upon the Lord. He will sustain you. He will get you through whatever you're going through. The whole idea of waiting upon the Lord just boils down to that eight-letter word, patience. We don't like to wait because we don't have patience. And patience is an ingredient that God requires of His children. He expects to find in our life, and it doesn't come easy. But I think our text here this morning, and I will keep us brief, I think our text here this morning gives us some steps, some deliberate steps towards being patient children of God, waiting upon Him. It says in verse 7, it says, behold, the husbandman or the farmer waiteth for his precious fruit of the earth. He waits for his crop and hath long patience for it until he received the early and latter rain. This illustration of a farmer kind of hits home to us and speaks volumes, because we live in a society, we're surrounded by farming. And the first thing we must know that is that a good farmer has to be patient. Because everything a farmer does has to be done at the appropriate time. He can't get ahead of things, and he can't run behind things. And I'm not an actual farmer, and I certainly am not an expert on it, but I do recognize that how essential timing is for a farmer's success. Ground temperatures and soil moisture are very important. And if a farmer were to put his seed into the ground when those conditions were not right, then it wouldn't perhaps germinate properly to get him a good crop. Furthermore, his yields can be affected if he begins to harvest too quickly. The crop may not be mature enough. It may need a little more time. Things have to be just right. Our lives are very much the same way. We can easily be guilty of impatiently running ahead of God. When things we are facing become uncomfortable and they get trying and they get difficult, and we want to fix things, and we want them fixed right now. We can't wait till later. We can't wait for God to fix them. We want them done, and so we make hasty decisions. We take matters into our own hands, and we often make things worse. God wants us to wait. God knows what's going on in our life. He knows. He hasn't lost sight of us. There are things that He maybe wants to fall into place before He moves. He has some things He wants right. It might be some character issue that He wants to develop in us. He don't want us making any moves to get out of the particular situation that we're in. He wants us to develop some patience. He wants us to develop faith, a stronger faith. He wants to hone our character a little bit. Maybe He wants to extract certain things out of our life. Maybe certain flaws that He sees in our life. We may not know what He's doing. Most of the time, we don't know what He's doing. We just simply have to wait. But waiting upon the Lord doesn't mean inactivity. You know, a good farmer doesn't sit around idly till the next time he plants seed. We know that. A farmer's job is year-round. There's always something to do. He's cultivating. He's fertilizing. He's irrigating. He's hoeing. He's weeding. He's working his preparing and maintaining his tools of trade, sharpening his plowshares, so to speak, as the Bible would say. And once he lays one crop in, that farmer begins the process of getting ready to get the seed in the ground for another crop. It's just an ongoing thing. And an effective farmer is very diligent. Most of us know that in this day and age, it becomes more and more difficult for farmers to stay in business. But one thing we can know for sure is if they're not diligent, they won't be in business for long. You can keep your eye on the coffee shop. Back where I came from, it was more of a ranching community, but there were farmers, and the coffee shop was on the main street going through town, or the main highway going through town. And you can bet when you see the farmers hanging out at the coffee shop all the time, you can probably guess which one's going to go out of business next. Because a farmer has to be diligent if he's going to stay in business. And that's a good lesson for us as Christians. We may be waiting upon the Lord in some particular area of our life. Maybe it's just some valley that we're in and we want to get out, but God hasn't taken us out of that valley yet. He hadn't taken us to the other side, and we're just kind of patiently waiting. That doesn't mean that we're sidelined. There's still plenty of things for us to do. I'm going to tell you something that I've learned, and I'm speaking from experience, but when things get tough, when the fires are the hottest, when the trials are the most intense, and maybe we're even get down or fall into some sort of deep depression. I've done that many times, and that is a time that you cannot lay down. That's a time that you cannot yield to that voice inside that wants to quit or just wants to stay in bed or wants to just give up. When we're facing trials, and we pull the covers up over our head and say, I just want everything to go away. I just want to hide from it. Then we've fallen into the trap of Satan. That's where he wants us. He doesn't want us being diligent. He doesn't want us fighting and pushing through the difficult things. He wants us to be idle and ineffective. We have to move. We have to find the strength. We have to fight. We have to put our feet off the side of the bed and get up and walk and put one foot in front of the other. And then as we do that, and we'll start gaining some momentum. I have experienced it so many times. If I will just push through whatever trial and move, then God will give me some momentum. He will give me some encouragement. He'll give me some light. And the first thing you know, I'm traveling a little bit faster, and I'm making progress. And the next thing you know, I can look behind me, and a great distance back there is the despair that I had been in. That's the way God wants us doing it. Christians are soldiers. That means that we stay in the fight. We don't sell out. We don't surrender. If you find yourself in a situation right now and you're not sure how it's going to work out, you're waiting upon the Lord, you're doing your best to be patient until God moves. You've got the right ideal. Be patient and wait, but also be diligent. Do the things that you know to do right now. Waiting is not inactivity. You read your Bible. You go to church, you pray, you serve the Lord, you serve those around you, you be a witness, you give, you testify, you do everything you know God would have you do in spite of the valley that you're in. You're waiting upon the Lord in that particular area, but you do not become inactive. One thing I know about a farmer is this: when he's waiting upon his crop, he still knows what kind of farmer he is. Why? He knows what kind of seed he put in the ground. If you ask a farmer, what kind of farmer are you? He'll say, well, I'm a cotton farmer. Well, how do you know? Because I plant cotton. I'm a cotton farmer. He knows who he is because year after year, he's been in the business of sowing that same seed and reaping that same crop. I've never known of a farmer that you said, well, what do you farm? And he says, well, I'm not sure. I just put some seed in the ground. I never saw a farmer that you said, what kind of seed did you plant? And he said, Mama, what was in that sack we planted last fall? You don't see a farmer do that. That's ridiculous. He knows what kind of farmer he is because he knows what kind of seed he plants. And so he's confident that he's going to get the right crop when it comes harvest time. He knows what to expect. The Bible says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Whatever seed you and I put in the ground, then that's the crop we're going to harvest. You don't put wheat seed in the ground and then get a corn crop. You don't put corn seed in the ground and then get a cotton crop. It doesn't work that way. Whatever you sow, that's what you will reap. So as long as we're doing right and we're sowing the right things in our life, we're living right, we're making good godly choices, good godly decisions that are in line with God's Word, then we can expect to receive the results that are in line with that. But sadly, too many times, we're not planting the right seeds. We know we belong to God. We know we're His. We know what's right. But we're just living the wrong way. And folks, when we do that, we can't expect to get the right results. You can't sow hell and expect to get the peace and the harmony of heaven. One of the important parts of being able to patiently wait upon the Lord during trying times is knowing that we have sown the right seed. You know, when you can tell yourself, hey, I've done it right, I'm doing right, I will continue to do right, that gives you some confidence to say, all right, I'll wait upon the Lord, I'm bound to get the right harvest. I know everything's going to be all right. And that leads me to this last variable that a farmer has to deal with. I want you to notice. It says, behold, in verse 7, the husbandman, the farmer, waits upon his crop and hath long patience for it until he receive the early and the latter rain. We all know that without rain, a farmer's just done. In spite of all the irrigation methods that have been developed over the long haul, he still has to have rainfall. He still has to have the help of the Lord to get any kind of real and significant production. And we also know that rainfall is one thing we do not have control over. You can watch the weatherman, and you can even change weathermen. And you can watch the weather, but you can't change the weather. You cannot change the weather. As advanced as mankind has become in all fields just about, he's never found a way to alter the weather. What does that tell you and I? We're at the mercy of God. As we wait upon the Lord and try to do so patiently, we better remember this. Hey, I can't control certain things. I'm at the mercy of God. And God doesn't have to do anything. We have to learn to accept whatever comes our way and to praise Him and give thanks in spite of whether we like what's happening or not. I don't understand why many things happen in this life, folks. I don't know why a parent loses a child. I don't know why a mother is diagnosed with cancer and leaves her children behind. I don't know why a father might do the same thing. I don't know why a person works their whole life and then finally gets to retire and then within months pass away. I don't know why two giant buildings in New York City could topple to the ground and take thousands of lives. I don't know why a baby is born with cerebral palsy or something along those lines. I just don't know. I don't know why one region is plagued with drought and another region not that far away is getting record rainfall. I just don't know why it happens that way. There are many things that you and I don't know and will never know, but I know this. I belong to God. I belong to God, and I'm going to wait upon Him whether the rains come early or whether the rains come later. I'm going to keep planting the right seed. I'm going to be diligent in doing the right things, and I'm going to be about His business and whether His timing suits me or not. However things play out in my life from day to day, He is on the throne. He is worthy of all our patient waiting, and ultimately we're going to reap the blessings of having been in the field for Him. It might be soon and it might be later. We don't know. I want to close with this brief analogy. The Chinese bamboo tree is a very interesting plant. The Chinese plant the tree the first year and they water and they fertilize it and nothing happens. The second year they water and they fertilize the same tree. And nothing happens. Third year, no results. Fourth year, they continue to water and fertilize with no results. And then on the fifth year, something very miraculous happens. In a period of 6 weeks, that bamboo plant grows to the height of 90 feet in the air. And if you're a bamboo farmer, I'd say that's worth waiting for. Now, a person on the outside looking in might say, wow, that Chinese fella grew bamboo 90 feet high in just 6 weeks. But we know that the farmer knows that, no, I grew 90 feet of bamboo in 5 years. Because he was patient. I'm going to ask you to stand. We're not raising cotton. Of course, there are a few of our fellows do that, but most of us are not raising cotton or wheat or bamboo. But we are children of God. And our harvest will come. And maybe you're in a situation right now, I don't know what it might be, that's between you and the Lord. And God is telling you this morning through this message or through that one verse in James chapter 5 and verse 7, He's saying, just wait, child. Just wait. Don't get anxious. Don't worry. Don't take things into your own hand. Just wait upon me. And I will bring the harvest in due time. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed. Maybe you're hearing God spoken to your heart. You come this morning.